Bob, we spoke last week about the difficulty in getting vaccinations to some of those who are most vulnerable, and you've been following the story of some of those farm workers. What's new?
Yeah, so as we discussed previously, farm workers were not prioritized in Texas for vaccinations at either the state level or the local level. And so as a result, it was very, very difficult for farm workers to get vaccinated. And we did the story a couple of weeks ago now to point that out. As a result of the story, I'm happy to say that we've got a lot of attention paid to the issue, and we've had various groups stepping up, including the county government, which last weekend arranged to get 80 more farm workers vaccinated. There's still several hundred more that need help, and hopefully we'll get to them. The efforts have been hampered somewhat by the suspension of the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. As I think we also discussed last week that that particularly impacts these hard-to-reach populations that you really want to try to get with one dose. So hopefully later this week we may hear something from the federal government that may reinstitute the use of that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that will help accelerate the vaccinations for farm workers. So really good story for farm workers, and I want to point out that the story that brought all of this attention was done by one of our interns named Maria Ramos Pacheco, who's an international student from Chihuahua, and I think a really powerful story about the importance of journalism in identifying and helping to solve problems, but also about the importance of having diversity in journalism. I don't think non-immigrants would necessarily have recognized the importance of this story, but because of her own experiences, she was able to bring it to the fore.
Not everyone is supportive of mask wearing during a pandemic, and I guess one of the local school board candidates would fall under that category.
Yeah, so we have elections coming up May 1st for four seats on the El Paso Independent School District Board of Trustees. That's the largest school district in El Paso. One of those candidates is a woman named Leslie Horde, who on social media over the last year has made a lot of very inflammatory statements against masks, also suggesting that COVID-19 is a political situation rather than a health situation. At one point, she was talking specifically about not requiring masks in schools, and she used a line that basically said, when it's your time, meaning when it's your time to go. And this came right as El Paso was facing, the most horrible effects of COVID-19 in the fall. And so our education reporter, Molly Smith, kind of wrote about these social media posts and asked her about her views on masks in schools going forward. School boards in Texas will now have the power to determine whether to require masks or not. And she kind of dodged that question. I think she realizes, obviously, that some of her past statements were controversial. So this certainly stirred up some additional interest in the school board races by kind of injecting COVID-19 and some of the safety requirements in schools. And obviously, getting kids back into school has been a high priority for many people. So it's a very emotional subject for a lot of people in El Paso and elsewhere.
And one of the things that became clear during the pandemic was with the economic fallout and so many people suffering was just how many people became food insecure.
And, this has been a huge issue for our community for many years. And one population that we don't talk enough about has been students and the food insecurity that they face. They're paying tuition. Many of them are working part-time jobs, trying to make ends meet. And so they have all of these pressures, and especially students who are also parents face challenges. And we haven't, I think, as a society, paid enough attention to that. And it's been a problem for a while. There was a study done in 2019, before the pandemic, that suggested that almost half of community college students across the country had experienced food insecurity in the prior 30 days. And the challenge has become even more so during the pandemic. El Paso Community College here has created some programs working with El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, the local food bank, plus the chef's program at the college to try to make sure that these students who are facing food insecurity issues are taken care of. Obviously, if you're worried about where your next meal is coming from or where your child's next meal is coming from, it's kind of hard to study and focus on your education. So it's really important to take care of some of these basic needs, especially for the student population.
All right. You can find these stories and more at ElPasoMatters.org. Bob, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thanks, and you too.